Welcome to the Thrive in China podcast with me, Christina Kohler-Coluccia from Woodburn Accountants and Advisors. Our daily episodes on solving your China and Hong Kong business pain points are there to help leaders, managers, and entrepreneurs with the daily struggles they may be facing while setting up and operating in China and/or Hong Kong. We look at corporate administrative battles, such as tax planning, incorporation, accounting, human resource, and labor, as well as cultural and language nuances that may make a daily business life hard. Our goal is to leave you with solutions at your fingertips. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be looking at electronic contracts and whether they are legally binding in China. In the digital era, legal contracts in China have undergone a transformative shift, moving from traditional paper-based agreements to electronic formats. The Chinese legal system has embraced a digital transformation, allowing contracts to be formed electronically and considering them legally binding based on certain criteria. Now, according to the Electronic Signature Law of the People's Republic of China, electronic signatures are valid if they can identify the signatory and indicate their intention to be bound by the contract. Article 469 of the Civil Code states that the parties may conclude a contract in writing, orally, or in some other form. Any electronic data that can show in material form the contents that it specifies through electronic data exchange or email and can be assessed for reference and used at any time shall be regarded as a written form. Where the parties conclude a contract in the form of electronic data and subject to the execution of a letter of confirmation, the contract shall be established at the time of the execution of the letter of confirmation. When the information of any commodity or service released by one party via the internet or any other information network meets the conditions of offer, the contract shall be established when the other party selects such commodity or service and submits the order successfully, unless otherwise agreed by the parties. When digital contracts are generally accepted, certain contracts may still require traditional paper documentation. Real estate transactions, wills, and contracts involving personal rights or obligations that cannot be performed electronically may fall into this category. It's essential to be aware of these exceptions when engaging in digital contracting. Documents related to personal relationships like marriage, adoption, succession cannot be concluded electronically. A click-to-accept process can be adopted if the contract is an online sales contract, as long as the online contract does not violate the provisions on validity of contract under Chinese law and is deemed a legally valid contract that can be enforced in China. Now, the Electronic Signature Law of China provides a comprehensive framework for the recognition and definition of digital signatures. Digital signatures must meet specific technical requirements to be considered valid. They should be linked to the signatory uniquely, capable of identifying any alteration to the signed data and created using secure signature creation devices. Parties involved in civil activities may agree to use or not use electronic signature and data telex for contracts or other documents and instruments. Data telex means information generated, sent, received, or stored by electronic, optical, magnetic, or similar items. Electronic signature usually refers to data incorporated into or associated with any electronic form, which may be used to identify the signatory and indicate the signatory's approval of the information. Electronic signatures have the same legal validity as wet inked signatures or affixation of seals, provided that the electronic signature has satisfied the conditions provided by the Chinese law. Documents for which the parties involved agree to use the electronic signature or data telex shall not be denied of legal validity on the ground of electronic signature or data telex being used. Digital signatures can be applied to a wide range of digital information, including contracts, agreements, and other electronic documents. The signing process typically involves the use of a cryptographic algorithm to generate a unique digital signature linked to the signatory. However, e-signatures cannot be used in documents or instruments related to personal relationships, real estate, and public services. Now, in case of breach of digital contracts, parties can resort to traditional dispute resolution mechanisms, such as litigation or arbitration. China has established online dispute resolution platforms for e-commerce disputes, providing a specialized forum for resolving issues arising from digital transactions. Navigating the landscape of digital contracts in China requires a comprehensive understanding of the legal framework governing their formation, the exceptions, and the enforcements. Now, while the country has embraced electronic signatures and digital contracting, it's essential for businesses and individuals to stay informed about these evolving regulations and understand what the best practices are in this dynamic legal environment. Just to give you an example, I'm not a big fan of electronic contracts and agreements for the main reason that we have seen court cases when there's been breach of contracts. There have been court cases where the government or the court requires to see these contracts have original chops on them. And as a consequence, this is where I do go back to the traditional form of printing out contracts. And it, although my signature may be electronic, the chop on it is authentic. So keep this into the back of your minds, and also realize that this is not a uniform practice. There are still a lot of companies that are going the old-fashioned route of using original chops on contracts. So you do need to be aware of that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you soon. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Now, can Woodburn help you? I am offering a free 30-minute call where we discuss the obstacles you are encountering on your China and/or Hong Kong business journey and how we can help accelerate your success. The link to my diary is in the show notes. I look forward to speaking with you soon.